Well, the Run for Remembrance 5K is in honor of the four firefighters who were killed or injured in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire that was February 15th last month. And what we're doing is we're trying to raise money so that we can donate it to the families, simply because Ricky and Mitch, who are down in Galveston, you know, their families are going to feel this for a long time. You know, they've got another couple months that they're going to be in the hospital and then rehab. So just those repercussions that come from having a wage earner in the family lost or injured for a long period of time. So we're trying to help them to raise the money to lessen that impact. And it's going to be out at Brayton Fire Training Field, which is on George Bush and 2818. If you haven't ever been out there, it's got all sorts of props. They have airplanes and Disaster City, which has wrecked trains and rubble piles that they train the dogs to go and find people when they're in a collapsed building. Like September 11th, all of our Texas Task Force 1 members, they train out there. So and then all of the firefighters, we have a great recruit class that comes out of there three times a year to put new firefighters into our communities and actually worldwide. It is the biggest fire training field in the world. So it is truly one of a kind, and it'll be long paved roads in there. It'll be a 5K, nice and easy. If you want to run it, that's fine, but it will not be chip time. That's just simply to keep our costs low.
What specific group is putting it on, please?
It's being put on by the Bryan and College Station Fire Department Wives.
Is there a deadline for people to register to run in it?
There is no deadline. We would like, if you want a shirt for our event, you need to register at least a week beforehand, and you can register online. If it comes to the day of and you want to come out, we will have registration forms available for you so that you can register the morning of, but you will not be guaranteed a t-shirt.
Okay, and what is the cost, please?
It is $25 for an individual, or you can register a ladder truck, which is a group of up to four people, and that is $80.
Would you please give me the website where people can do it?
The website for registration is bcsmarathon.webconnects.com/runforremembrance.
Also, what was the specific date for the event, please?
The event is April 20th, and it'll be at 8 a.m.
Okay, and there are a lot of 5Ks for different causes, but what made you put this tragedy together with the idea of a 5K to raise money?
Well, each of the four men that were affected all have some tie back to Teeks, back to Brayton Firefield. So Lieutenant Wallace, he went through Recruit Academy. Firefighter Mitch Moran, he just finished Fire Academy there last year. Firefighter Ricky Manti, he is an instructor out there at Teeks. And then Lieutenant Greg Pickard was on Task Force One. He was one of the original members of Task Force One. So everybody had a tie to Teeks, and it just seemed like an easy place that we could tie both the Bryan and the College Station fire departments and channel all of our energies into one big event.
Whose idea was it?
Well, it actually came about kind of randomly. My husband and I were taking a trip right the day after it happened, and we started talking about it, and the Bryan Fire Department wives got together and they started talking about it. And when we all started exploring the idea, I went to Chris Fields, who does the BCS Marathon, and they went to the Brazos Running Company. And it just so happened when they walked into the Brazos Running Company that Chris Field was there. And so when they started talking about it, he was like, well, hey, I've been approached by somebody from the College Station Fire Department Wives. You guys should really team up and make this one great big event. I think you guys have great ideas. And so we did that, and we had our first planning meeting, and we just kind of hit the ground running from there.
Okay, and what's your personal connection?
My husband is a firefighter. My husband is firefighter Tony Ray with College Station Fire Department. He is a driver at Station 1 on A shift.
Well, please tell me just real quick, one last question. What are you most excited about this whole thing?
I'm most excited about the community response. It has been amazing, from sponsors coming out of the woodwork to help us fund the race, to people that I run into in the street that see or in the grocery store that see a College Station sticker on my car, and they're like, oh, do you know anything about this? I've kind of heard about it. So we've just really had kind of a groundswell of support that's come around these four families. And as a firefighter wife, that's amazing for me to see, because a lot of the times we feel like we get overlooked. Like, people don't really notice until something bad has happened. And so it's just really heartwarming to see everybody coming out in support of these families, just to tell them that we're here and we're gonna be here, no matter what.